At a recent Maricopa County Supervisors meeting, a frustrated citizen with the motorcycle club Riders for a Sovereign America came to the podium to say that Arizona public officials who speak out against illegal immigration are under attack.
Please do not be coerced into cooperating with these Berkeley, Saul Alinsky-trained community organizers.
The clapping here is notable. 4 years ago, some of these organizers were arrested in a meeting just like this one for basically the same behavior. They were clapping and speaking out against Sheriff Arpaio's immigration enforcement tactics, and then hauled out of the meeting for public disruption. The organizers won in court, but they never got what they really wanted. They never convinced the supervisors to rein in Arpaio and, ideally, call for his resignation. Now, on the heels of the recall of Arpaio's longtime ally Russell Pierce, they're back, still under the direction of former union organizer Randy Peraz. This time, though, they're not talking about immigration, at least not directly. Peraz framed the campaign against Pierce the same way. His top talking points were about
education. Education was another one. And then at that time, too, was about the unwillingness to fund organ transplants.
Later, Pierce's involvement with the Fiesta Bowl scandal mattered as well. But the point Peraz tried to make was that Pierce's constituents were the victims, people with kids in schools that were being ignored or with health issues that weren't getting funded. Similarly, Peraz's campaign against Arpaio is centering on allegations of mishandled sex crime investigations and violence in his jails. The victims, Peraz says, are children and veterans. He's not leading with immigrants.
A lot of immigrant rights groups do that, and it limits their ability to really break through and to really have a message that really resonates with most Arizonans.
This is because trying to incite wide-ranging sympathy over alleged immigrant abuse in this state is what longtime Arizona reporter Dennis Welch calls a tough sell.
That's tough. I know in the case with, like, maybe Sheriff Joe Arpaio, if you say, well, he's being tough on immigrants in jail or something like that. Well, they'll say, well, they're in jail and they're here illegally. We like that.
Peraz agrees.
Because for most folks, a lot of immigrants don't even have standing in their communities. They see them and they're not very well respected, unfortunately. That's just the reality of it.
So for Peraz, this meant making the argument that when these elected officials focused on immigration enforcement, it came at the expense of other things. Schools in Mesa, sex crimes in El Mirage. It's a case he's planning on making at every level of politics in Arizona.
When you take on someone like Russell Pierce, who was supposed to be one of the most powerful men in politics in Arizona, when you take him down, you then don't go, oh, let's go look at a state representative. You go bigger. This was a president of the Senate. You don't dream smaller. And so the next person, we see the top three people were Pierce, Arpaio, and Brewer.
Arpaio faces two challengers this November, and Governor Jan Brewer isn't up for re-election until 2014. But even with just Pierce as a trophy, Peraz has already made a name for himself. Reporter Dennis Welch says that Peraz is now one of the most powerful Democrats in the state, a title that doesn't exactly impress everyone.
It's a pretty low bar.
This is Chuck Coughlin, a longtime Republican political consultant in Arizona.
The hard thing in politics is actually effectuating positive change, not taking out people who are problems.
Peraz doesn't want to just take out Arpaio. He also wants to replace the county supervisors who control Arpaio's budget. Recently, Peraz's wife and partner in the Pierce recall, Lilia Alvarez, announced that she will be running for a seat on the board this November. In Phoenix, I'm Devin Brown.